Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Monday, brand new week. That means the Sunday shows were full of it. And boy, I tell you what, they are rubbing their hands with glee. No. They had the sentencing memos were released. Let's see. Manafort, Cohen. We had Michael Flynn's earlier last week. We also have, believe it or not, we have a lawsuit. Jerry Corsi, conservative author and conspiracy theorist, filed a lawsuit yesterday against Robert Mueller, alleging that Mueller illegally surveilled him during part of the investigation. And in a document filed in the district court for D.C., he claimed that Mueller's office leaked confidential information surrounding Corsi's testimony before the special counsel's grand jury. This is getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. With this lawsuit will come a certain amount of discovery. And Robert Mueller may have to release information to Jerry Corsi about different investigations, including his own. Interesting. Then the fake news media went nuts, and I want you to hear a montage of different networks, MSNBC, CNN, where the fake news media was just going nuts. And this coming after the Friday release of the sentencing memos for both Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort. But I want you to listen to cut three. This is just a little example of what the fake news media was talking about over the weekend.
A lot of paper here tonight, but the one thing that jumped out at me is the President of the United States, individual one, directed a crime.
So right now we have a sitting President of the United States who committed two felonies while running for president.
And so if history means anything in the Trump era, if precedent means anything in the Trump era, Donald Trump must be impeached because of the crimes prosecutors say he committed in the Michael Cohen case.
Robert Mueller is essentially then saying, here, Congress, here's an impeachable offense. You decide.
I think what this totality of today's filings show that the House is going to have little choice the way this is going other than to start impeachment proceedings.
So, in other words, they have convicted him without a trial. He is going to be impeached. Now, here's what I find incredible about all of this. This whole notion that simply because you pay off a woman, and by the way, I'll bet you in discovery you could find other women who have been paid off down through the years as a business expense, not as a campaign expense. And to suddenly make these a criminal act, these payments, it's the way it's done. It's done in Hollywood. It's done in business. Have you seen how much money CBS paid out? They paid out millions of dollars for Les Moonves. Yeah, and then this predates the hashtag MeToo thing. CBS has been paying off stuff for Les Moonves for years, long before the hashtag MeToo thing started. It's just the way you do business. And I guarantee you, you put this in front of a jury and you say, this is just business as usual for big business. It has nothing to do with politics. But this whole notion that the president could leave the White House and be perp-walked out of the front gate of the White House, to me, is laughable. James Comey resurfaced. Since we last talked, I don't know if it's testified, but he was interviewed by the House Judiciary Committee. He was also interviewed over the weekend, in fact, I think it was yesterday, by MSNBC's Nicole Wallace. Would Trump be indicted if not for being president? This is cut 8. And this is James Comey interviewed by Nicole Wallace of MSNBC.
Is the president of the United States right now an unindicted co-conspirator?
I don't know. Not in the formal sense that he's been named in an indictment, where you can actually say that this defendant and named others or others by pseudonym conspired together, and that's how you formally name someone as an unindicted co-conspirator. But if he's not there, he's certainly close, given the language in the indictment, in the filing, that the crimes were committed at his direction. Or it could have gotten stronger. Can't say.
If Trump wasn't the president and someone went to court in the Southern District of New York, sponsored information that they directed a crime, what would happen to that person?
Well, that person would be in serious jeopardy of being charged, because the government wouldn't make that sponsoring allegation if they weren't seriously contemplating going forward with criminal charges. Now, where it stands here, I can't say.
Okay. Now, there are two different views in Washington, and it's interesting that it's not just Republicans versus Democrats. Let's go to Adam Schiff. And, in fact, this is cut number 6. And this is Adam Schiff. He is going to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee come January. He is highly partisan. He was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation yesterday. Could Trump face jail time? Here's Adam Schiff.
The filing made Friday by federal prosecutors in Manhattan references individual one about 30 times. Individual one is President Trump, and it appears to link him to campaign finance violations. It doesn't charge him with any wrongdoing, though. What's your takeaway?
My takeaway is there's a very real prospect that on the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him, that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time. We have been discussing the issue of pardons that the president may offer to people or dangle in front of people. The bigger pardon question may come down the road as the next president has to determine whether to pardon Donald Trump. Now, I think the prosecutors in New York make a powerful case against that idea. All the arguments they make about Michael Cohen, the idea that while people are out walking precincts and doing what they should do in campaigns, the rich and powerful seem to live by a different set of rules. So this was the argument for putting Michael Cohen in jail on these campaign violations. That argument, I think, was equally made with respect to individual one, the president of the United States.
The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says, though, that this can't be a campaign finance violation because of the precedent set. He cites specifically what happened with former vice presidential candidate and Democrat John Edwards, who used campaign funding to cover up an affair. What do you make of that defense and interpretation?
Well, it's clear the Justice Department here is making the argument that the principal purpose of these payments was to affect the election. Mm-hmm. And Cohen has admitted as much. I think in the case with Edwards, there were problems of proof. Here, it appears the Justice Department doesn't think there's any problem of proving that this was intended to principally affect the election. And to have the Justice Department basically say that the President of the United States not only coordinated but directed an illegal campaign scheme that may have had an election-altering impact is pretty breathtaking. But that was just one of the things we learned from Michael Cohen this past week.
That is Adam Schiff on with Margaret Brennan from Face the Nation and CBS yesterday. And again, the promise we make every Monday, we make this promise to you. You don't have to on Sunday get up and watch these mind-numbing Sunday talk shows. We'll keep track of them. If there's anything noteworthy, newsworthy, we'll bring it to you. We'll let you sleep in. We'll let you go to church. We'll let you go to brunch. We'll let you play golf. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. We'll have you covered. Now, that was Adam Schiff, a Democrat, who believes that on the final day of his presidency, he may be perp walked out of the White House and or indicted by a grand jury for campaign finance violations. A felony. Ooh. Not everybody on that side of the aisle believes that. We'll let you hear from Angus King coming up next. Angus King, by the way, is a he's an independent. He's not a Democrat, but he caucuses with the Democrats in the Senate. He is an independent from Maine, very liberal. But in this particular case, and we'll let you hear this after the break. He's not of a mind that we've heard anything impeachable, and that the jury is very, very much out on whether there was any criminal wrongdoing. We'll get to that coming up in a minute. I'm running way late. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, I promise. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is the Monday Get Your Week Started edition of Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit nevadapolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit nevadapolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're live and local now, brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge. Featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. You want to keep the family together this Christmas Day? I know a lot of you are looking at, you know, who's going to be, is Aunt Alice going to be cooking? Or is Grandma going to be cooking? No, nobody has to cook. Keep the family together without countless hours in the kitchen. Everybody will find menu items they'll love at Ichabod's Lounge. Oh, and I left out the best part. No cleanup after the meal. You and your family can choose from turkey dinner, roast pork, Caribbean walleye, lamb chops, and here's my personal favorite, succulent prime rib. Add soup and salad bar for just $4 more. All Christmas Day specials begin at 12 noon. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Okay, I promised I'd let you hear the other side. You heard from Adam Schiff. He says on the last day of his presidency, he may be perp walked out of there and under indictment by a grand jury. Angus King is a senator from Maine. He is an independent. He was on Meet the Press yesterday. And then apparently it's his view that Robert Mueller, in his investigation, has not yet reached the level for impeachment or maybe even prosecution.
The standard in the Constitution is high crimes and misdemeanors. It's a very high standard. And
well, let me stop you there. Is it? The words misdemeanor, I always feel as if when people say it's a high standard, high crimes and misdemeanors.
And misdemeanors.
That encompasses, you could argue that encompasses the
jaywalking.
Entire. Yes, exactly.
I don't read it that way, and here's why. If you go back to Andrew Johnson's impeachment, the very first one back in 1867, the danger, Chuck, is that we don't want to create a precedent where the Congress unseats a Congress of one party unseats a president of another party for essentially political reasons. If that starts to happen, if that happens, then we've changed our system. We've become a kind of parliamentary system because you're overturning the will of the voters. So I'm a conservative when it comes to impeachment. I think it's a last resort and only when the evidence is clear of a really substantial legal violation.
Let me ask you a couple of other things.
We may get there, but we're not there now.
Okay, so we're not there now, according to Angus King. Now, when we come back from the break, I want to talk with you about where we are after the Michael Flynn sentencing memo, after the Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen memos. You tell me where we are. And I know none of us are attorneys. If you are an attorney and you're willing to make a pro bono phone call, that'd be great. But where are we? Not just when it comes to impeachment, the dreaded I word, which will tear this country apart, by the way. But I don't think Democrats really care. In fact, they'd like America torn apart because they do better when America is torn apart. Ask George Soros. Ask Michael Moore. They like it. They like it when America is torn asunder. We will see what you think. Here's the phone number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Have we reached the level of impeachment? Angus King, who caucuses with the Dems, says no. Adam Schiff, who will lead the House Judiciary Committee, says yes. And in fact, he thinks that on his last day of his presidency, he will be under indictment by a grand jury. He honestly believes that. We've heard from the talking heads. Now I want to hear from you. And again, this is all going to be going on over the next 2 years. Less than 2 years. With a presidential election hanging in the balance. And the question that I think nobody has been willing to ask is, is it really fair to conduct a presidential election under the dark cloud of impeachment? We'll talk about that. And a whole lot more coming up. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. You want to join us, want to reach out to us, you're welcome to do so. You want to contribute in any way, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. We knew that this would get out eventually. And I'm talking about the interview conducted by the Robert Mueller people and James Comey. AP reporting today the FBI's counterintelligence investigation into potential ties between the Trump campaign and Russia initially focused on four Americans and whether they were connected to Russian efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. Now, according to a closed-door interview Friday, James Comey, former director of the FBI, gave the House Judiciary Committee information. Comey said he did not identify the Americans involved, the four Americans, but said the president, Donald J. Trump, was not among the four. Now, I want to ask you a question. If you watched cable news over the weekend on Friday, you would swear up and down that the president had been convicted of high crimes and misdemeanors and would be forced from office. But that's not necessarily the way I see it. The president, I guess they've tried all kinds of stuff. Russian collusion, obstruction of justice, and they haven't been able to pin any of that. The president tweeted out over the weekend that Friday's testimony essentially exonerated the president. He's been cleared. You can choose to believe that or not. It's okay. But the fact is that what the president did is what any self-respecting corporation would do. Limit the damages. Pay off witnesses. They all do it. CBS has spent millions of dollars covering for folks involved in 60 Minutes, Les Moonves, and others. Does that mean that CBS is guilty of some sort of misconduct? No. And neither is the president. Now, is the president guilty of a campaign finance violation? Maybe so. Or at least his campaign would be. But remember, the money that was used was not campaign money. Anyway, one of the things we promise is we promise we'll cover the Sunday shows. You get to sleep in, go to church, take the kids to brunch, take the kids to soccer practice. We let you go about your life, and we'll cover, we'll watch the mind-numbing Sunday talk shows. A good example is Jerry Nadler. Let's go to cut two. Jerry Nadler is, what is he? He is the incoming chair of the House Judiciary Committee. He was on with Jake Tapper on State of the Union. This is cut two. And he contends that the Stormy Daniel payments are impeachable offenses. Listen to Jerry Nadler yesterday on State of the Union.
If it is proven that the president directed or coordinated with Cohen to commit these felonies, if it's proven, and I understand it has not yet been, it's been alleged by the prosecutors, but it has not been proven. If it's proven, are those impeachable offenses?
Well, they would be impeachable offenses. Whether they are important enough to justify an impeachment is a different question, but certainly they'd be impeachable offenses because even though they were committed before the president became president, they were committed in the service of fraudulently obtaining the office. That would be that would be an impeachable offense.
Now, I want you to hear from a presidential historian. This is cut one, by the way. This is Tim Naftali. He was on CNN. And, in fact, he is a CNN presidential historian. He is agreeing with Angus King. You may have heard Angus King in our previous half hour. Senator from Maine. He's an independent and all of that. Very liberal. Caucuses with the Democrats, but claims he is an independent. He claims that Angus King is probably right, that we have not yet reached a level for impeachment. The bar, obviously, for Angus King is high, and so it is with Tim Naftali. This was Tim Naftali yesterday on CNN.
Well, my reaction is that Senator King understands that impeachment is a political process, and that you don't have to commit a felony to be impeached, and you're not going to be impeached necessarily for any felony. But the game, the whole situation and context has shifted dramatically. The Southern District of New York, on Friday, we're talking about Mueller, but really the more important filing was about Cohen and the hush money. The Southern District of New York is laying the case that there were felonies committed in 2016, and there is a sense that Donald Trump organized and coordinated and ordered these felonious activities. Now, if that proves to be true, remember, the president, like anybody else, is innocent until proven guilty. Then you have this issue that the president, while he was a candidate, committed a felony. And then we're in the situation we were in with Bill Clinton. What kind of felony is impeachable? What kind of felony should have you removed from office?
And that's the question that I think we will face. I think our country is going to be facing that question and a whole lot more in the months to come. Will it be before the re-election campaign? I don't know. I just don't know. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by our friends at Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Now, coming up, we'll get to your calls in our next segment. And one of the things I want to do, you've heard from a lot of talking heads on cable news, from the Sunday chat shows, as they call them in the UK. And I want to find out from you where we are. Are we even close to the dreaded I word, impeachment? I don't think we are. And I think even some Democrats are going to be, especially those that are up for re-election, like in the House of Representatives, like everybody, I think they're going to have to think twice about impeachment. Yes, the left wing of the Democrat Party, which has now become mainstream Democrats, I guess, because now they're all like Elizabeth. Now they're to the left of Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. Yeah, even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, she's to the left of Elizabeth Warren, believe it or not. Now that crowd is going to be screaming for impeachment, you know that. But there are going to be those in the Democrat Party who are going to say no. And it might be people like Angus King who say, you know, we save impeachment only for high crimes and misdemeanors. Well, how do you define high crimes and misdemeanors? It's pretty simple. It's whatever the House and ultimately the Senate think it is. During the Bill Clinton years, the House essentially said, you know, Monica Lewinsky, I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. And they thought that was the threshold. The Senate did not. And that's why Tim Naftali is absolutely right. This is a political question. And it's going to be answered in a political way, not in a legal way, not in a Robert Mueller way. Anyway, we'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. Are we as a nation headed towards impeachment? Will the swearing-in ceremonies in early January, will that be the beginning of impeachment against a sitting president? We'll talk about that coming up next. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Academics are always welcome on this program. I imagine we have a lot of folks who are professors at UNLV or UNR, CSN. I'd be interested in your perspective. What are we talking about when we talk about impeachment? Tim Naftali calls it a political statement. We'll see what you think. My name is Kevin Wall. It's so good to have you with us. It's Monday. It is live and local now.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casal, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casal, at the MultiCare Group on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Coming up, we'll be joined by no less than Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. A lot going on inside the state and outside the state. We'll talk about it all coming up top of the hour. Let's go to Shane in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Shane. What's up?
Well, I think we're looking at this in a very different light than we should be. We're looking at this as what the Democrats are trying to tell us it is. Well, if you look at it in reality, the president is only guilty of being extorted. He was extorted for money by women and other people, probably in the past, for money. And this is just another case of extortion. And he's not guilty of anything except trying to protect himself. And if it was anything other than extortion, the man wouldn't have been able to justify paying them off through his lawyer. His lawyer was only doing a business transaction to try and protect the corporation of Donald Trump. This was prior to him being president of the United States. And so in the reality of things, this has nothing to do with the presidency of the United States. It has everything to do with a single man as a business or corporation being extorted for money.
So you're saying this is something that's been going on for a long time, that my guess is that the first question in the deposition would end up being, how many times have you had to pay off women that you had extramarital affairs with, or that you had sex with a hooker, and ask a question under oath, has this happened before? My guess is the answer would be, yeah, a lot of times before. Is that your view?
No, actually, you're leading down the wrong path there. As a business, if you look at it as a business, which it is, the Donald Trump name is a business. If in the past he had been extorted for money for women offering him certain favors, he didn't want anybody to know that. It's very embarrassing. If you were walking down the street as a private individual and a woman flashed you and said, look, now I want you to pay me, or I'm telling your wife because somebody else took a picture of it, I think you as an individual would want to protect your sanctity of marriage or your sanctity of business, because you wouldn't want it out there that you were a man who oogled a woman naked on film.
Yeah.
So this is protection. This is extortion. She committed extortion.
So the president is a victim, not a perp.
Of extortion.
Yeah.
He's a victim of extortion. Okay. So if your company was extorted for money, no matter how it was, if you advertised a product as it was not perceived by the public, and you were asked to pay money as an extortion, if it was not found out that your product was not exactly what it should have been perceived as being, that's the only crime here is extortion.
And the brand and the brand in this particular case is Donald J. Trump.
That's right. You look at his buildings, his brand is Donald J. Trump. And this was all prior to being president of the United States. This is not anything other than an extra presidential act.
Wow.
So you cannot prosecute a president, a sitting president, for any perceived crime that was not perpetuated for the presidency or the act of a government office. That's the difference between he and Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton permitted himself to be put in a situation where he used the power and influence of the office over a subordinate individual. The president of the United States, who is Donald Trump, has done no such thing.
Good
so
point.
In legal terms, if we want to cut nails here, let's cut nails. This nail in the coffin is only in the Democrats' pocket. It's only going to nail their pocket to their leg, because they themselves have a member of their party who committed a crime in office and really was not punished for using the power of the office against subordinate individuals. This president has done no such thing.
Wow. Shane, thanks, man. No, Shane makes sense. And to be honest, I had not even thought of it. I have started to at least ponder the notion of what lies down the road for this president. Whether Robert Mueller releases or doesn't release or continues to investigate via Robert Mueller, I don't know how this will come out. Anybody out there with an idea? Call me. Let me know. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And just a note. In my view, this president has done, at least from what we have seen, nothing criminally wrong. He protected his brand as Donald J. Trump before he was president, as a private individual. If you want to talk about the Emoluments Clause, or you want to talk about, they've tried to stick this president with everything. That's what's so amazing about this. They have tried Russian collusion, that didn't stick. Obstruction of justice, that didn't stick. Stormy Daniels, illegal payments. It's not illegal to enter into an agreement with a person, a non-disclosure agreement. Non-disclosure agreements, what do they call them, NDAs? They're all over the place. In entertainment, in business. What was Donald Trump before he became president? A business guy. That's what's interesting. Coming up, Michael Schaus. I'll ask him what he thinks about this. Michael Schaus, if you don't know, is the communications director of Nevada Policy. And I'll find out from Michael what he thinks. What is this exactly about? Is this trying to find high crimes and misdemeanors, or is it something else? Or is it, as the president calls it, a witch hunt? I happen to choose to believe that it's a witch hunt. Out of control witch hunt. Coming up, Michael Schaus from Nevada Policy, better known as NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. Stick around, more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall, the program live and local now. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.